and negative value, not any positive value of a straw, because vikrita. With my intelligence, I am going against my interest. The intelligence is there, but this is misguided, going opposite. But Tino is there, cannot move. But I can move in the negative side. So I have more humiliated position than a straw, in fact. But what I have got, that only to misguide me. But Tino has got his fixed position there. No, he's not going in the wrong way. So I am lower than that Tino. And this, whatever I got as my property, that is all to harm me. In the worldly sense, I may hold a superior position than a grass, than a tree. But what of that? They are all misusing, that are used for my injury, benefit, against me, against my interest. So I am in lower position than the pin, than the straw. I have got weapons. And I am armed, but armed to suicide, to commit suicide. It is better that arm should not have with it. A madman, if he got a dagger, then it's dangerous. It is, he will be safe if the dagger is snatched away from the madman. Any time he may put on his hand, on his head, on his eye, then he's mad.
Srila Bhaktivinoda say about Tarorapi Sahishnuna?
Radhapi Sahishnuna. Tarorapi Sahishnuna. That also may be seen in that same light. The Toru is to forbear his former action, to has guard against his former activity, result of his former activity. But we must have guard, we must be alert, not only of the former, but also present. In the present moment also I may commit something wrong. So my position is more dangerous than a tree. Tree is only reaping the result of his previous action. But my position, not only previous, to tolerate the bad action of the previous life, but also to guard myself against my present malactivity. So more forbearance is necessary. Position is more dangerous than a tree. Am I clear? Do you understand?
No. I asked the question, what did Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? That was regarding Tarorapi. What did he say again regarding Tarorapi?
Tarorapi Sahishnuna. Have you?
Maharaj said that the tree is suffering on account of its past activity. I may perform little activity now, so I'm worse than the tree.
The present activity, I also to forbear, to check them. So more careful in my attitude of forbearance.
More careful than the tree.
More dangerous position. Yeah. In such a position, what is my preference? What is my special attainment? That is going against me.
Maharaj, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that Smaranam is of prime importance and as a devotional service to the Lord, above even Kirtanam. Or is it subservient to Kirtanam?
There is some are of opinion because Smaran exclusively connected with consciousness, very concerning subtle part of our existence. So that should be the most effective sadhana, or most sadhana, the means. But our Guru Maharaj and Jiva Goswami Prabhu and also Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu laid stress on Kirtanam, especially for the beginners. Guru Maharaj says in Dushtamantam Kishit Vaishnava, Kirtana Prahave Smarana Haive Sekale Bhajana Nijjana Sambhav. Nijjana Bhajan, Smarana, exclusively devoted to one's own self and consciousness of the environment, one may go on with his Smarana within. But that is not at all possible for the beginners. Kirtana prahabe smarana haive sekale bhajan nityana sambha. And Jiva Goswami Prabhu says, that onnyangam jajanipi kirtanakha bhakti sangyogi naiva. If other forms of sadhana, suvanam, kirtanam, suvanam, padasam, all these, but they must be subservient to kirtan. That is the purpose of the preaching of Mahaprabhu. Because in Kali Yuga especially, kirtan has got its own characteristic. Sukhdev Goswami says, Kale dosa nidhe rajam asti jheku mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta bandha parang vajit. Haruto namamatrena bhagavan ijjati hari kriti jadhyayatu vishnu Tetayam jajato makhai dhyapari parichajayam kalu tat harikirtanat harikirtan. When it is mentioned about the incarnation of Mahaprabhu in Bhagavatam, Krishna varnam tisha krishnam sango pangastra pasadam yogai sankirtana praya. Yoga means sacrifice, dedication, which is sankirtana praya. The principal thing in which is sankirtana, jajantiha sumirasa. So in this Iron Age, kirtana has got its own special privilege granted by the Supreme Lord. So kirtan and the Mahaprabhu's speciality is there by preaching by kirtan. They conducted Hari Kirtan, inaugurated Hari Kirtan. So kirtan has been accepted by our Guru Maharaj, Jiva Goswami and others. And to write, that is also kirtan. Writing is also within the jurisdiction of kirtanam. Assertion, to preach, to take it to others. Just as to engage, to be engaged in answering the questions of the environment. There is automatic concentration, which is very rare in this yuga. Concentration, when one is making kirtan, he cannot but be all concentration, all attention, automatically. Otherwise he cannot talk independently. So intuitively, he must be all attentive. And for that, kirtan has been recommended to be the highest form of bhajan, especially in Kali. All the years, especially in Kali. Mahaprabhu also says, and the five forms, just as nine forms in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sovanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sukkam, Atman, Vedanam. Mahaprabhu says, five amongst them, principal. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Srimurti, Sraddhaya, Archan. Sakala Sadhana Srashtra, Ehi Panchanga. Krishna Prem, Dite Pari, Ihar Alpa Sangha. Tar Madhya Nam Sankirtan, Tar Madhya Sarva Srashtra Nam Sankirtan, Nirapadhe Nam Ravide Pari Premanam. So Nam Sankirtan has been considered, Sankirtan, Kirtan has been considered to be the best thing that is decided by the Acharya. Especially that is given by our Guru Maharaj, and the basis is also in the Shastra. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti, if he has mentioned anywhere in this way, that will mean only that is, it is this kirtan has got the relativity of the material environment, and the smaran is independent of the material consideration. From that point, he might have recommended that smaran is the highest. Wow. But that is not accepted in general way. A special opinion.
Maharaj?
Yes.
At the time of Baladev Vidyabhushan, there was one person, his name was maybe Kaviraj Puri?
Kaviraj Puri?
Yes.
I don't know. That was one. Rupa Kaviraj.
Rupa Kaviraj, you have been saying.
Rupa Kaviraj.
He had that misconception?
He had some, I do not know much about him. I am told that he has been discarded from the line of Mahajana. Mm-hmm. He has been stamped as Otibari.
Mm-hmm.
He considered himself to be very big and so eliminated from the Sampradaya in general. Otibari. There is another, the Rupa Kaviraj, and there is another, an Orisha one, Jagannath, Otibari Jagannath. They thought themselves too much. Then the Yara Vaishnava of the time could think that Adhikari Jagannath. He was the contemporary of Mahaprabhu himself. And his tendency goes towards Mayavad. He thought himself too much. Had no respect for the existing Acharya of that time. Krishna.
This Rupa Kaviraj was placing more stress on Smarana.
Mm-hmm.
He was placing more stress on Smarana.
Maybe.
And Vishwanath Chakravarti, he was called to defeat him.
He called?
He was called to defeat him on these points.
He quoted Rupa Kaviraj.
He did not quote him. He quoted from his commentaries on the Bhagavatam.
Mm. Who? Rupa Kaviraj?
Vishwanath Chakravarti quoted from the third canto, Bhagavatam, Tika, and he defeated him.
Who is Tika?
His own Tika.
He has quoted whom?
Himself, Vishwanath Chakravarti.
Has quoted from where?
From him, his own Tika of
his
Bhagavatam.
His own Tika of Bhagavatam.
Where has he quoted?
Maharaj, this Rupa Kaviraj was claiming that Smaranam was on a higher platform of service than Kirtanam. So then the assembled Vaishnavas, they requested Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to come and defeat Kaviraj Puri on this point. So when the discussion was going on, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he defeated Kaviraj Puri by quoting from his own Tika of the Bhagavat.
How?
I don't know what
What was his point?
He did not divide them. He said that he showed that they were a process. They could not be divided.
But see, Kirtanam and Smaranam cannot be separated at any stage. It is at different stages.
Arurukhu and Arururo, when just attempting to climb up the highest plane, there are two kinds. One Goshtanandi, another Vivektanandi. Those that follow the course of Vivektanandi, separate bhajan, exclusive, secluded bhajan, they take to smaran, take to smaran, without mixing with the environment. They keep a secluded life, and they are gone with their smaran. And there are another Goshtanandi who are engaged always in Kirtan, two divisions there. But it does not prove that one is superior to another. Two times, just before attaining the highest plane of Paramahansa, there is a Uttamadhika. The Prajar, the Kirtan, confined in the Madhyamadhika. And just before attaining to that plane of Uttamadhika, where all activity stops, two sections, Goshtanandi in Chaitanya, Sikshamrita, Paras Bhaktivinoda Thakur has clarified in this way. Premarurukhu, two sections among Premarurukhu were just climbing up to the final position, crossing the Madhyamadhika and reaching to Agubai to be placed on the plane of Uttamadhika. Everyone is going on with his own bhajan. And the eye cannot do that. That is busy about himself. Just before that, two sections are Bhajanandi and Vivektanandi. Vivektanandi, they are generally loves, likes a secluded life and go on with the smaram. And those that are Goshtanandi type, they go on with kirtan, preaching. And they also attains the highest position without coming to the school of smaram, exclusive smaram. And Guru Maharaj clearly says the smaran in lower position, that is injurious. We should take to kirtan. Kirtana prabhave smarana haive sekale bhajana nirjana sambhav. And the sahajya school, they are more fond of smaran than of kirtan. They are followers of smaran. Secluded life, and there, in within their mind, they don't go on with recollecting the their own age, their identification, their particular sakhi, her duty, and her place of attendance of a particular leader under the guidance of particular Sakhi in a particular place in Vrindavan, all these things, they are required to go on meditating by their so-called guru. That is the process amongst the Sahajya school. But we do not admit that. That is all false imagination like that. They are not fit for the plane, but they have not got real samambhagyan, what is what. Only they go on with the habituated repetition of particular mental speculation, and the anarthanivetti or other progress based on that cannot be affected by it. But the thing that about their achievement, that is mere concoction. They are not aware of the fact that Virajabham Holo Vaikuntha Goloka, they are Pukurchuri Vale, Pukurchuri.
Pukurchuri.
Pukurchuri. Pukurcha churi kara jaya na?
Same.
So, they are
Pukur is a pond. Oh, Pukur.
Yes, that took steel. To steal away a tank, Pukurchuri, in this different Kriyaya. That is self-deception, something like. We think it to be so small.
I'm trying to steal a pond. It's not possible because it doesn't belong to anyone. How can you steal a pond?
Just as Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj told, when he, Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, he went on with smarana, and there was another Babaji who constructed a koti cottage which is nearby, and he also went on imitating Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, madhukari, and sitting and meditating and wearing such cloth in this way, the imitation. Then once Babaji Maharaj remarked that one, if a lady enters into the room of pain,
labor room,
she cannot produce a child only by imitation, simply entering into the labor room, lady cannot produce a child. There is many things before that. So only imitating the Paramahansa Babaji, the bhajan cannot come, cannot be affected. Shuddha Satta must have connection with the real plane, and then all those accusations like thing may come in. Now it is a bhikkhupari tangatani phal dhari dushta phal kori be archan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that without taking the labor of climbing in a tree, if one wants to draw the fruits, then what sort of fruits he will get there? You must have to go up to the tree and then you can touch the fruit. Otherwise it is only your imagination, a madman's feet. So, Shuddha Satta, there is really so many planes, Bhuva Maha Janatava Satya Lok, Viraja, Bhamhanda Bhediya, Mahaprabhu says that kripa bhakti that grows and rises up to Goloka. And she had to cross these plains. First to cross Bhur Bhuvasa Maha Jana Tapa Satyaloka Viraja Brahmaloka. Brahmanda Bhedi Jai Viraja Brahmaloka Bhedi Parabhum Pai Tavijai Tadupari Goloka Vrindavan. So they don't care to know what is the conception of Parabhum, what is Viraja, what is Brahmaloka, and what is Brahmanda. They don't care to know. But only whenever they go to such a guru, or they give some mantra, go on meditating. But in such stage, if he goes on meditating Radha Govinda Lila, instead of Radha Govinda Lila, he will rather entangle with the ladies and the gents of this world, and he will be entangled into the domain of lust, and you would have to go to hell instead of going up to Goloka. Charma mangsa maya kaam prem chidananda dham. So imitation is not a success. It rather degrades. Imitation degrades.
Kalpana
is the key. Kalpana is the imagination.
Kalpana means imagination. Vastavata sange kalpana kuno sthan
nahi. Parikalpana bole to plan. কল্পনা করে যেটা বলা যেটা বলা ইমাজিনেশন আইডিয়াল থিঙ্কিং এই হতে পারে বড় যে থিঙ্কিং মেডিটেশন এইসব মেন্টাল এক্সারসাইজ কল্পনা
সেই মেন্টাল এক্সারসাইজের মধ্যে যে শ্রদ্ধা বস্তুতে অর্পণ করা যায়
না, মাইন্ড ইজ অ্যানাদার থিং. মাইন্ড ইজ নট শ্রদ্ধা, ইজ কানেক্টেড উইথ সোল আর মাইন্ড উইথ ম্যাটার. আত্মা মাইন্ড ইজ মেটিরিয়াল. খংমনো বুদ্ধি রে বচ পার্ট অফ মেটিরিয়াল পটেন্সি. ভূমিরাপ নলু বায়ু খং মনো বুদ্ধি রে বচ. This is the production of the material potency, and jeev is the protection of parashakti, the principal potency, and swarup shakti is higher than jeeva. Mind, monodharma, mental speculation, that has got nothing to do with truth, that is drawn from the material world. the world of misconception. So mind is full of misconception, no truth. Avan manaso gocharo. Mind cannot reach to the stage of feeling the truth, or the perception of truth proper. It is only related to mundane things, as exploitation.
But pure mind is a product of Shraddha. Pure mind.
Mind cannot produce, just as fossil cannot produce life.
No, Maharaj.
So mind cannot produce Shraddha. Shraddha is original, fundamental thing. When he awakens, mind vanishes. It's just opposite relation.
No, but
that's as if light comes, darkness cannot produce light.
Light
comes, darkness vanishes. So, truth comes, because of real pure consciousness comes, mental speculation vanishes. It is concerning to misconception, mind.
Yes.
It is an element of the aparashakti, man buddhi. Subtle and gross. Gross is five kitta prij marit bom and subtle man buddhi ahankar. They are of material.
Yes.
The soul is transcendental. And the Swarup Shakti, Bhajan, Golok Vaikuntha, that is supra transcendental. On the other side of the soul. Not in the lower side, where the mind to be located. Mind comes out of the ego, false ego.
Yes.
And it is made of exploitation, exploiting tendency. Anir vidayamon mon mon vindavan. My speculation is on the other side, Mahaprabhu says, not this mind.
Yes, there is another mind, Maharaj, it's the pure mind. Which is
pure mind that should not be told. Mind words should not be used in that way. Then everything will be there. The sense is also there in the Goloka.
Yes.
So many things.
Yes.
But this thing is not that thing.
No. There is, because this is a product of Shraddha. But the other.
That's
But the other is a product of sense.
Exploitation. Sense exploitation. Yes. So this mind we have to get relief of, the exploitation. We are surrounded by such poisonous thought. Tatu bhavid mano naso, sarvi mano nigraha lakkhananta. In Tijandir Vakhan, all the sadhans only, they are common in this, that the mind should be destroyed. Mano nigraha lakkhananta. There may be different phases, forms, types of sadhana, means to enter. But there is one in here that mind should be finished. Manonigraha lakkhana should be checked.
Maharaj, we were talking about kirtan. And in kirtan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur shows in the Sikshamrita, there are different types of kirtan, five types. So one type is japa. Japa. So then Rupa Goswami shows that there are three types of japa. Manasik, Vachik and Upangshu. Manasik, Vachik and Upangshu. So which is proper for us and which is has the greatest effect?
Manasik.
One he calls Upangshu.
Upangshu means only no sound,
no sound,
but movement of the lips. That is Upangshu.
Yes.
And there is sound and Upangshu and the air also not, lips also not moving. Three kinds of japa. Which is the superior, you say?
Yes,
if it is real, then what goes to the internal side, that will be superior, but that must be of genuine type, must be japa, not imitation. Our attention should be always to the lower side. If we are, we can perform that in a real, real way, then the promotion cannot be checked. But without being qualified, if we are very eager to go upward, there is tendency of falling down. So, dasyayame rasastu rasastu nityam, sokhayame rasastu rasastu, namastu namastu satyam. That sort of temperament should always be followed in the case of bhajan. Dasa dasa nang dasattam dehi nipo. Always try to stick to the lower duty. Promotion is inevitable. But eagerness for promotion, that is enemy. That is for pratishtha, and pratishtha will undermine the whole thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada says that is only the imitation comes from the attraction of pratishtha. That I want to hold the superior position to get some name. That is the great enemy. Don't be the prey of that type of pratishtha, eagerness to hold the higher, superior position, radhanam, rather to go down. That is the healthy sign of a devotee.
Maharaj, we see in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that sometimes the mahatta of chanting silently is there. And then we see in other places that the mahatta of chanting very loud, as in the case of Haridas Thakur, is very great. So what is the adjustment?
But what do you think?
Loud.
Only to know the meaning theoretically, then to, that won't help you much. Try to catch the spirit of the thing, spirit of the truth. When it is real, it is laudable. We have to differentiate between imitation and the real. The sham, and genuine. That is the main thing. And how to trace that, whether it is genuine or it is adulterated. We must always be very attentive, all attentive towards that, the genuineness of the thing. So, when it is backed by the sadhu, by guru of very high type, then you can do anything and everything by his support. Whatever you do, the kirtan and etc. And when this meditating has been praised, has been called more efficient, maybe in a particular case, if you go to chant, the opposition will be so great, you will say nowhere, you will turn to be an atheist. If you have got no sufficient support to fight against the odds, in that case it may be so. Don't venture to attack the enemy. Attack the enemy when your position is weak. In that case, but when backed by such generals, such so many ammunitions, etc., you must march on. That will help. Kirtan. Sadhu Sangha. Real thing is Sadhu Sangha.
Yes.
It's association with the higher power. Otherwise, nothing has got any value. sadhu shastra. It must stand, must be on the real plane and the cultivation of real thing. That is the important, always. And to keep up the reality of this bhajan, whatever is necessary is most the sadhu sangha and the for the weak, for the sadhak, and for the scripture and knowledge, sadhu shastra kipa. Then kirtan, that will be the best preaching. So Vrindavan Das says, one feeds himself, another feeds thousands and feeds himself. Who is the greater? Vrindavan Das. Kirtan means he is cultivating himself, as well as at the same time he is helping so many to cultivate. But when you have got no capital of your own, if you go to preach, then you will meet such a position that your that will be asat sangha and the ankur means
the bud
will be nipped. In that case only Kanishtha Adhikari without backing, vigorous backing, you do not go to attack others. Kirtan means to attack or to preach, to attack others in another way. So you will be turned into an atheist. Don't venture. Kanishtha Adhikari. Keep apandasa, sabandasa, varandasa, sadhandasa, apandasa, then prapandasa. Then you can preach independently. Otherwise, only with the help of some prapandasa, you can go to preach. Hare Krishna. Our connection with the reality, and we have some absolute conception of the reality, that from that position we can never be removed, some such stable position. That is what is necessary. In vulnerable, sure position, what is what, sambandha gyan. Then the differences that we find in the writings of the Acharya, what will apply where, we shall be able to understand and harmonize. And under what circumstances this has been advised to be taken up, and under what circumstances the other thing has been advised to take up. A practical knowledge. Everything about him is good, so we must not make ourselves very busy to understand technical things, this smaran, the bhajan. What is really necessary, we must do the bhajan, sravan, martam, kirtan, sitting here, and to know every details, then we shall begin bhajan. This is all idle talk. Mainly kirtan, that has been given to in the age of Kali, inaugurated by Mahaprabhu, by Bhagavatam and many other things, gone, kirtan, but sadhu sangha. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nara Imatra Chai. Sangasar Jinitya Arkuna. Because we are weak. And one is irresistibly placed in a position, he can never be removed from his position, he can go on with himself alone, and he will create so many helpers and march in a batch. That's what our Guru Maharaj did. First he began to chant himself alone almost. Then gradually so many gathered nearby, and the whole batch he marched on in different ways. One day he told that to an attorney, Durga Charan in Calcutta, that first I began singly myself, and now 500 men have come to talk the same thing on my behalf within these 10 years or so. Hare Krishna.